or 1-800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the Catholic Church in Illinois' capital says he will not give communion to the top Democrats in that state's legislature. Bishop Thomas Papraki yesterday saying he informed Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Mike Madigan that because of their support for the state's new abortion law, they will not be able to take part in communion. That law guarantees a woman's access to abortion even later in their pregnancy. Papraki calls the law a big sin. A Colorado school district considering tearing down Columbine High School because of what's called the morbid fascination over the 1999 mass shooting there. The Jefferson County Public School District sending a letter to community members asking their opinions on that idea. The superintendent writing in the letter that other school shooters refer to the Columbine shooting and seem to be studying it, and that hundreds of people a year are asking for permission to just enter the building. He's asking voters for up to $70 million to build a new school to replace it. And the FCC is allowing phone carriers to block suspicious calls by default. That proposal allowing phone companies to offer customers the option of blocking numbers that are not pre-approved. The FCC chairman says he expects phone companies to use that tool to help consumers block unwanted robocalls in particular. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with mostly sunny skies, a high near 81, northeasterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog around 2 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy skies, and a low around 59 with calm winds. On Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny skies and a high near 82. East winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 59. Southeasterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour becoming calm after midnight. On Sunday we have mostly sunny skies, a high near 79, and easterly winds between 7 and 11 miles per hour. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and a chance of showers after 2 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Mostly cloudy skies, a low around 60. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Monday, we start our work week with showers, mainly after 8 a.m. The rain could be heavy at times and mostly cloudy skies along with the rain with a high near 78. The chance of precipitation is 70%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show that's brought to you by Hunterdon Helpline here on WHCR-DB, the voice of business, the internet radio station of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to have a show today somewhat about Helpline and how it works with all the other agencies in our area to provide programs and services for our vulnerable populations, namely our seniors, persons with disabilities, our homeless folks, and those who are language challenged. And so we are going to kind of give you a synopsis today about those different populations, what their needs are, some of the challenges they face, but also the challenges that we face as the 24/7 hotline here, trying to determine how we can best help those folks through, again, the collaboration of the other programs and services and agencies in our midst. We're going to have a very, I think, interesting show, even though I'm going to be the only guest, if you will. But 50 years of Helpline in this area, I think I have a lot to say based upon that history. If you're not familiar with Hunter and Helpline and the fact that it's been around for 50 years, it started as a teen hotline offering anonymity to teens 24/7 without judgment for any challenge, any time, and that certainly was cutting edge 50 years ago. We expanded, and I would like to say that in the county's infinite wisdom to provide us with funding, we branched out to any person, any demographic, any need, any challenge, again, 24/7. And it's been a very interesting tenure for me as executive director, because I started out as a volunteer. I was a friendly visitor first and stayed with my friend until she passed away, I guess 4 years later. And she had become an integral part of my life. When Hunter and Helpline saw that Literacy Volunteers of Hunter and County were closing its door, my predecessor decided that would not be a good thing for the county, that the program providing English instruction to those who needed adult learners was very much in demand. And so we established Literacy Services. Given my background in English and journalism and writing, I said, hey, I'll volunteer for that as well. And then the Literacy Services Coordinator's position opened up, and the rest is history, as they say. So it's been an interesting time for me to see Helpline progress over the last 8 years and some of the services that it provides, because the people at the top, so to speak, thought that those gaps should be filled. So the first and foremost service of Helpline is, of course, the First Assist 24/7 hotline. Any need, any challenge, any time. Basic human needs, shelter, and we do shelter coordination for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. Mental health challenges, senior family and youth challenges, employment needs, emergencies. We work with the Office of Emergency Management and have a close connection with the police departments should a client need emergency assistance or a caller, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. You may not need mental health assistance, but a little venting would do you a lot of good, and we certainly provide that as well. And, of course, information about the link and connection to the services there as well. The freestanding programs, like I said, literacy services, but also a work connectivity program to match Hunterdon County employees with Hunterdon County employers. Hunterdon County employers should not have to go outside the county. We have a viable workforce here. It's just a question of connecting them and making sure that that relationship lasts. Again, with our senior services, telephone reassurance, friendly visitor, we have our Choices for Seniors directory. It's now going into its fourth edition, and it is an incredibly detailed publication across four counties with both government and nonprofit information, as well as for-profit businesses who have elder care services, programs, or products. So with that said, all you have to do is call 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And what is unique about us is that we have a database of 1,500 programs and services, mostly in our immediate area, then regional, state, and federal, to help with any problem from addictions to youth services right at our fingertips. And we try to work with as many organizations as we can to provide that robust collaboration so that the client does have a holistic, not just short-term, but long-term solution to their problem. And if you listen to Hands Across Hunterdon every week, you will know by our guests some of the agencies that we, in fact, do collaborate with. Last week we had Legal Services of Northwest New Jersey on. We've had Family Promise on. We've had people from Family Success. You name it, we've pretty much covered the bases, Meals on Wheels, etc. We work with these folks on committees with the Hunterdon County and Human Services Advisory Council, to the Transportation Advisory Council, the Senior Services Providers Committee, on and on and on and on. And so it is our job to know what everyone else is doing so that we can reach out and connect the client to the appropriate service. So I do want to talk about seniors. And this is where we're looking at one of the increasing populations here in Hunterdon County. We have gone from our clientele in our senior programs with an average age of 75 to now, in the last 2 years, an average age of 85. And seniors, according to the Older American Act, begin at the age of 60. And our seniors run the gamut. We've got 60-year-olds who, unfortunately, are homebound, have disabilities, are unable to do their basic daily needs themselves. They're not self-sufficient. And then we have people who are in their 90s. One, in fact, comes to mind. She's 96 years old. She's still driving and driving well all over. She's teaching at the Edna Mann Women's Prison, at the Senior Services Center. She's unbelievable. So, again, no stereotypes there. Across the board, again, many different types of people within this one demographic. We're going to take a short break, and I'm going to continue to talk about the seniors in Hunterdon County, what their needs are, what their barriers are, and so forth. So stay tuned.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show, and we're talking about the vulnerable populations that Hunterdon Helpline and other agencies in our area assist with. And we started out with seniors. Our seniors are, again, growing in Hunterdon County in terms of the population numbers, and so are their needs as they are aging and living longer and longer. As I said in the earlier segment, our average age used to be about 70, 75. Now it's about 85 amongst our clients, and anywhere from someone who is very much homebound to someone who's still driving and accessing resources in the county and volunteering and working even. But our programs are mainly designed, again, through the Older American Act and trickling down through the county funding of our programs, for seniors to age in place independently, comfortably, safely. So one of the programs that we've been doing for over 20, 25 years is the telephone reassurance program. We call seniors from 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, sometimes once or several times a day, depending upon their needs. We could just be making a social call because that person doesn't have anyone checking in on them, doesn't have anyone to chit-chat with. And that is extremely important to our health. That socialization, whether it's by phone or in person, has been proven to help us not only with our mental health, but with our physical health. So many of our clients don't have a particular need, but they are feeling much more self-assured through this program, that knowing that somebody knows where they are, is checking in with them, and can offer assistance when needed. And then we have folks who need a medication reminder. They are able to live in their choice of residency, their own home, or even a facility, but they need help remembering to take their medications, remembering to stop what they're doing and have a meal, remembering we're approaching summer, even though it's the first real spring we've had in years, it seems, but to drink water, make sure that they are hydrating. And so we call and have those reminders as well. One of our clients, because she'll just sit there and not have any interaction whatsoever, not do anything, we call just to say, you know, turn on the TV, turn on the radio, look out the window, just something to break up her day. And of course, if we find out that they are having difficulty with something, and we have been able to identify strokes, diabetic crashes, someone who's fallen on the floor, we go into emergency mode, and we will call the appropriate emergency services to assist, and we'll stay on the phone if necessary until they arrive. And those emergency services through HD Communications will give us an update, tell us what's going on, if the person had to be taken to the hospital, etc. But just think about it. Think about sitting in your house by yourself and something happens. You're not feeling well. You think it'll go away. And suddenly you're in pain. Your physical health is in the moment deteriorating, but you get that call and you're able to say, help, I don't feel well, something is wrong, and somebody is there to take charge, as opposed to, I'm going to, you know, look for the telephone number, or I don't know who to call. It's really something that we pride ourselves on at Helpline, that we have been able to thwart disaster in some of these situations, that the outcomes could be disastrous, and get the person the help that they need right away. So, again, telephone reassurance runs the gamut in terms of need. Also, those clients may just start mentioning that they are bored or they need another service, lawn service, whatever. And we assist with that too. We also assist with our seniors to sign them up, if they're unable to do so, with Citizen Alert and Register Ready. Citizen Alert will provide them with alerts from the community when there is some sort of disaster, inclement weather. 2 weeks ago, we were facing tornadoes, and those alerts would come through to let us know what's going on. Some of our seniors don't have internet access to sign themselves up, and so if anyone out there feels that they are not able to do it, they can call Helpline. Again, that number is 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, and we will take them through the process and register them. Register Ready is for persons with disabilities, so not only will they receive information, but emergency services is aware of where they live and if they would need help in an emergency or a disaster crisis, etc. So we do that as well, and we try to register as many of our telephone reassurance clients and friendly visitor clients for that, and keep them obviously in touch with community news when we are in the midst of something like a tornado watch or a snow blizzard, etc. Friendly visitor program is where we have volunteers that actually go out for a visit. I mentioned that that's how I started out with Helpline, as a volunteer years ago. And the volunteer goes out, and it's purely a social visit. But again, please remember that some of our seniors do not have family nearby or have lost their family, or unfortunately do not have family that participates in their daily lives. So to have someone come and visit them once or several times a week, whatever that volunteer is willing to do, is so important. Again, socialization is definitely affecting both your mental and physical health. So we really appreciate the volunteers for the friendly visitor. We have a waiting list for that because, again, the senior population in Hunterdon County is growing, growing, growing. All these baby boomers are aging and hanging in there. So if you're interested in volunteering, you can call the same number, 908-782-4357. We do have a waiting list. We also have a waiting list for our other program, Volunteer Shopper. This is for our seniors who cannot get out and shop themselves. You don't take them in the car with you. You simply do the shopping and bring it back and unpack it. Again, a waiting list for this for folks who cannot get out themselves and shop. And let's face it, you know, what are we as human beings without food, clothing, and shelter? So food, obviously, we want our seniors to have food. We don't want them to be in a situation where the cupboard is bare. And we have a hard enough time as it is, you know, when we call during our telephone reassurance to make sure that some of our clients have a meal. But they can't have a meal unless their pantry and fridge is full. So we need volunteer shoppers as well. And then I, of course, mentioned Choices for Seniors Directory. We also have cell phones for seniors. I'm happy to say that this program came out of Sandy because many of our seniors at that time had landlines. And I'm happy to report that we all learn our lesson, unfortunately, in crisis mode. But most of our seniors actually do have cell phones now. But we keep cell phones on hand for those who don't. If we know that a crisis is coming, inclement weather, a disaster has hit, we can load those phones with emergency numbers and lend them out to those in need. I want to say something, too. Again, I touched upon this in terms of the range of, I guess one would say, cognitive ability, awareness, etc., amongst our seniors. We try very hard not to stereotype our seniors. Unfortunately, one of our dear clients was 100 and a half, I don't know how to say that, 100.5, when she passed. And up until just months before then, she was vibrant. She was on the internet. She was following everything on CNN, all the politics, etc. Unfortunately, was suddenly hit hard with cancer and passed rather quickly. But we were always amazed at how vibrant, how in touch, how modern she was. Oh my gosh, you know, at 100, you have children and lots of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and she had a huge 100th birthday with everybody coming in from all over the country. But she ordered all their Christmas presents online. She looked at Facebook to keep up with them. You would never know that this woman was 100 years old. And, just great political conversations. She was so, so in touch and was, for the most part, living on her own in a small cottage on her son's property. But again, we don't want to say, well, you know, the elderly, they can do this or they can't do that, or they're not on the internet, or they're not driving. Not so. Let's be open to people of all ages having all kinds of abilities. And that's what makes it fascinating when we volunteer for friendly visitor, volunteer shopper, or even telephone reassurance, which you can do in the office of Helpline. If you're interested, and boy do we need you, in volunteering for seniors, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. And because we collaborate with all the other organizations, and you're not interested in one of our programs, we certainly can connect you with the other organizations that also provide senior services that might be looking for volunteers as well. And you can always go on givehundreden.org, and many of these organizations are listed, and they list their needs from volunteers to donations to material items, etc. Taking a break, and we'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talks are resuming in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials over the president's latest threatened tariffs, this time on Mexican goods. He's threatening to impose them beginning on Monday unless the Mexican government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The Mexican ambassador to the U.S. says her country is doing all it can to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
We explained to them all the enforcement measures that Mexico is taking to address the challenge of migration now.
Yesterday, Mexican officials did announce they have bolstered their troop presence at their southern border to keep Central American immigrants from crossing that border. A disappointing May jobs report from the government. Economists expected to see 180,000 jobs created, but only 75,000 jobs were. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The weather forecast for Hunterdon County begins today with mostly sunny skies, a high near 81, and northeasterly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy, and a low around 59 with calm winds. Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny skies and a high near 82. Easterly winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour. Saturday evening, mostly clear, a low around 59, and southeasterly winds between 5 to 7 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 79, and east winds between 7 and 11 miles per hour. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then a chance of showers after 2 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Mostly cloudy with a low around 60. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Monday, showers are likely, mainly after 8 a.m., the rain could be heavy at times, mostly cloudy with a high near 78, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. Monday evening showers are likely, with thunderstorms also possible after 8 p.m., cloudy with a low around 66, the chance of precipitation is 70%, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms go into Tuesday, with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 77, and the chance of precipitation at 40%. Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon here on WHCRDB, the voice of business, Hunterdon County's Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio show. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunter and Helpline, and your host of the show. And we have been talking about the vulnerable populations in our area, how Helpline works with other agencies to provide programs and services for their challenges. We've talked about seniors, and I'm going to segue into homelessness in Hunterdon County. And interestingly, as we look at homelessness, I mentioned earlier that the senior population in Hunterdon County is growing and is one of the largest demographic groups. Well, among our homeless in Hunterdon County, we also see the population aging, and many of our homeless clients are over 60 years of age. And in fact, we have one client that we have recently been able to get into permanent housing after 5 years of being on the street. And he was, struggling for years even before that to keep permanent housing. But at the age of 77, we were able to get him into, hopefully, the apartment that he will stay in for years to come. So we look at the challenges of homeless people and the fact that they are on the street. They may no longer be eligible for assistance, but that doesn't mean they still don't need the basic needs of any human being, and food, clothing, and shelter. We can take care of the clothing. We have a generous county. Helpline puts it out on social media quite often that we need clothes for a particular individual. Even food, we work with other agencies like the soup kitchen that is Wednesday afternoons at the Flemington Baptist Church. Salvation Army has a lunch program on Friday, and of course with the food pantries throughout the county. Not always easy fixes, but we certainly have the resources there. What we don't have the resources are for our housing, and it is difficult, even when a person does have assistance for rent and security deposit and all of that through social services and other government funding mechanisms. We don't have an abundance of low-income housing in our area. So even when somebody is eligible to get off the streets, finding those housing opportunities is incredibly difficult. And Helpline works with so many different agencies, including social services, alternatives, Bridgeway, Easter Seals, Family Promise, Family Success Center, to find housing, to work together to get the solutions that we need for our homeless here in the county. And even with all those agencies working together, it's often difficult to find housing that's suitable. And so I am giving a shout out if you're listening and you know of landlords who would like to offer up their housing opportunities, their apartments, to reach out to us and to let us know. What's nice about working with us and the other agencies is that we make sure that we are available. So if a problem does occur with the tenant, that we're right there to assist, to make things right, to assist the tenant in doing the right thing, to help the landlord with any issue that they might have, so that this relationship stays intact and the person continues to have housing, as opposed to just somebody knocking on the door and saying, you know, I'll fill out the lease or whatever. You sort of have a family surrounding this individual who can assist if, again, an issue arises. So it is worthwhile to check it out and see if you would be willing as a landlord to provide housing for our clients. It's amazing to us whenever we place someone, especially who has been chronically homeless, the feeling is just indescribable. It's, you know, we would love to end homelessness, but if we can do it one person at a time, it's just so exciting and fulfilling. again, how do we make this happen? Helpline has been sheltering for over 30 years for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. What that means is when a homeless person calls us, if social services is not available in either one of those counties, we will coordinate the shelter for them. If again, that E word, they do have to be eligible for assistance. And so in Hunterdon County, when they are closed, those calls come to us. In Somerset, when they are closed, those calls come to us. And we coordinate for emergency housing, different from permanent housing, obviously. But in addition to that, we work with the client beyond that to see, are there any programs that they are eligible for that would put them on a trajectory towards permanent housing? Can we collaborate with other agencies such as those that I mentioned so that the person can get housing and stay in that situation with assistance and wraparound services? Many of our homeless folks do suffer with mental health issues. So even if we get them housing, will that last when they're also battling mental health issues and no one is there to assist them to get to their physicians, to assist them in terms of making sure that they take their medication, et cetera, any other daily life needs that they might have. And so once we get the housing, hallelujah, we want to make sure, again, that it lasts. And that's where we, again, collaborate with all these other agencies. If mental health counseling is necessary, then we bring in an agency that does that. If assistance with cleaning and maintaining the apartment is necessary, then we get an agency to assist with that. Because, again, we don't want to just say, okay, here are the keys, and nothing has really changed for this person that put him in or her in a homeless situation before. So that collaboration is key. And our clients know that they're welcome to come to us to ask for anything that they might need. We try to do this. We try to reach out to the community, again, for clothing, food, etc. And there is a relationship there based on trust so that we can continue to search for the housing, collaborate with the other agencies, and truly provide a situation that is not just a long-term sustainable, but successful in every way for that individual. I'm going to take a break and come back after these messages.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon. If you're just tuning in, I'm Susan Lax, host of your show. We've been talking about vulnerable populations in Hunterdon County, and our last segment we talked about our homeless folks. And I just want to say before we move on to this next segment that if you are a landlord and interested in finding out more information about how you can rent to some of our clients, again, with those wraparound services and connection to us, making sure that the relationship is a good one, we would ask that you call us, 908-782-4357. Also, for our homeless clients, we are looking for food opportunities. So I had mentioned that there's a soup kitchen Wednesday afternoon at the Baptist Church. The Salvation Army has lunch on Fridays, and we are looking to provide bag lunches on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'd like to reach out to restaurants in the area and see if they would be willing to provide us with a bag lunch to distribute from our offices on Maple Ave in Flemington, to our homeless folks. It would be truly a blessing for our people who are facing food scarcity, who do not have food, and at least we would have several different ways in which they could access food. And I'll tell you, if you're a landlord, if you're any business, I'll give a shout out to Covey Towing, who was so gracious in towing a car for one of our homeless clients so he could get it fixed and have transportation. You know, we'd be more than happy to give a shout out to any of the wonderful for-profits in this community that provide us with resources and donations. Flemington Department Store, they have been crucial to the work that we do with not just our homeless folks, but with people who are living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, finally got a job, didn't have the quote-unquote uniform, if you will, that they needed for the job. In so many ways, our for-profits in Hunterdon County assist us. So, again, if you're a restaurant out there and you would be willing to donate a lunch, we're happy to distribute it. So give us a call at 908 782-4357. And if you're listening and know of someone who is homeless, please call Helpline 24/7, 908-782-4357 to get assistance for that person. You don't have to figure out where they should go. You don't have to know which agency provides what. That's what we're here for. So call 100 and Helpline. We're 24/7, 365 days of the year, 908-782-4357. So the other program I want to discuss is our literacy services program, where we teach adult learners English in a one-on-one, customized environment. Our volunteer English instructors meet the person where they're at physically, not only where they're at in terms of their English proficiency. It's a barrier-free program. If a person is in Clinton or Lambertville, it doesn't make a difference. We will match them with an instructor willing to be in that location. We will match them with an instructor that is able to provide the lesson at 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock in the morning, depending upon the student's schedule, work after work, after childcare, during childcare, whatever. We make that match appropriately so that, again, it is barrier-free for the student. We teach adults either basic English or ESL. Basic English is for adults whose native language is, in fact, English, but who are illiterate, who cannot read or write or have difficulty doing so, or want to get their GED or higher education. And then our ESL program is obviously for adult learners whose first language is other than English. And they can be illiterate in their own language, or they could have a PhD from their own country, but here finding language to be a barrier, are not getting the employment opportunities they want, not getting the educational opportunities they want, and so forth. Because this is a customized program, one-on-one, it's all about the individual. It's not a classroom environment. We are able to truly have a lesson plan that fits the needs of the person and why they want to learn English. For instance, they may want a better job. They may want to go on to college. They may want to simply be able to discuss their child's performance in school with their teachers. All the goals are based upon community involvement, education, and employment. The things that make us go round as adults, right? So it's not about conjugating verbs or learning another language because we're going to take a trip there. It really is how to function in one's community to be successful. And that's, you know, when language becomes a barrier, when we're unable to talk to our physician because we don't speak the same language, or we're unable to read a prescription bottle because our English is lacking. And again, that's for a native English speaker or an ESL student. So this program is the only one of its kind in Hunterdon County, one-on-one. Our instructors are matched according, again, to geography, day and time that the student is available. They can meet them in a library, in a cafe. They can come to our offices and use our facilities. They and our offices are right next to the Flemington Free Library, so that's very convenient in terms of supplementing resources. And again, the program for each student is customized. So where are they at? I'll give you an example. We had a client who was working at McDonald's, and she wanted to increase her English proficiency because she wanted to become manager of the store. Well, that meant that she needed to have computer knowledge as well and expertise, and also, obviously, her communication skills, both reading, writing, and speaking. And so those were the goals of each and every lesson that she had with her instructor. And I'm happy to say she got the advancement on her job, and that was fantastic. We have somebody who we assisted with. They, through our literacy services, were able to get their green card, entered a certification program for certified nursing assistant, now has a job, and also volunteers for Helpline, I have to say, which we're thrilled about. But total success. And this person came to us in August. So 9 months later, she has fulfilled every one of her goals. Every one of her goals. I think the last one, of course, is going to be citizenship, and we will help with that as well. So you may be part of a vulnerable population. You may know somebody who's part of a vulnerable population. What I say to you is call Helpline, 908-782-4357, for the programs and resources that will assist you, again, with any challenge, anytime, 24/7. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back Friday mornings between 10 and 11.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's jobs report for May is out, and it's come in nearly 100,000 jobs short of what most economists were predicting. Employers adding just 75,000 positions last month. Mark Vintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says the economy is just slowing down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
At 3.6%, the national unemployment rate is still at a nearly 50-year low. President Trump still threatening to slap tariffs starting Monday on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S., a White House official citing significant progress in talks that are going to continue today. Authorities say they've stopped an apparent plot by a man to carry out a grenade attack in New York's Times Square. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'd like to see President Trump behind bars. Well, Trump responds in an interview last night, saying of Pelosi,
"I've tried to be nice to her because I would have liked to have gotten some deals done. She's incapable of doing deals. She's a nasty, vindictive, horrible person."
In that same interview that aired on Fox News last night, the president said that special counsel Robert Mueller is a fool. Today is Theresa May's last official day as the United Kingdom's prime minister, announcing her resignation last month. The U.S. Air Force allowing a Sikh airman to become the first active duty member of that force to wear a turban and a beard during his service. He's been given a religious accommodation from the Air Force, allowing him to wear his articles of faith during active duty. Addressing the matter yesterday, he said, quote, "Today I feel that my country has embraced my Sikh heritage, and I will be forever grateful." This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans.